Marta Jusen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what did we learn back in August?
Well, in August, we learned that the district had actually never tested for lead, even though they promised to do so last year. In the wake of the Flint crisis, where lead levels were poisoning children in the city, the district came out and said they would test for lead. So we figured we would check in with them. Turns out they never tested.
Do we know why they never tested?
We don't know exactly why. We knew they talked to experts who recommended filtering, but in August, we also learned that they had spoken with the Sewer and Water Board, so we wanted to learn a little bit more about their involvement.
And what did you find?
So we requested records from the Sewer and Water Board because we had seen that the district had had a conference call with them, and apparently in this conference call, they had disagreements about what level of lead should be allowed in the water before the district would take a drinking fountain out of service.
Is there a level of lead that's considered safe?
Many experts would tell you no. Currently, the EPA threshold for lead in water in a school drinking fountain would be 20 parts per billion. And at that point, they would recommend that a drinking fountain be taken out of service. But the district was going to take drinking fountains out of service if they hit 10 parts per billion. After this conference call, however, they upped their level to 15 parts per billion. But the American Academy of Pediatrics would tell you that neither of those levels are safe because they're not medically based, and that one part per billion is the maximum you should see in a drinking fountain if kids are using it.
So they agreed on 15 parts per billion. Then what happened? Did they move forward with the plan for testing?
The last mention we see of testing is in emails from November when they're talking about still going forward with the plan. But after that, things go silent. We asked the district about this. They said they talked to experts who recommended filtering instead of testing.
But that's not the whole story. It sounds like there was another dispute with the testing company. Is that right?
Well, the testing company brought up the possibility of disagreement with the Sewer and Water Board. They said, look, it's possible if we both do tests because the Sewer and Water Board wanted to sample along with the testing company, we could come back with different results. And he wondered if the Sewer and Water Board found lead, but the testing company didn't, whether or not the Sewer and Water Board would tell them.
So at the end of the day, we know the district decided not to test for lead and instead decided to install these filters. You talked to an expert. What did he have to say about that plan?
We talked with Mark Edwards from Virginia Tech. He worked on the Flint water study, and he's worked on many other large-scale water studies, and he thinks it is a great plan. However, he thinks it should be put into action as soon as possible. Because whether or not you find bad test results, the whole point of putting in filters is to prevent exposure. So any day they're waiting is potentially increasing exposure.
And have those filters been installed yet?
They haven't. And that's actually one of the reasons we're continuing to, you know, investigate it and keep an eye on these things. The district decided sometime this spring they were going to put in filters, but they didn't call for companies to apply for this project until the summer. And they still haven't awarded the contract yet.
So there were several months between deciding to install filters and actually moving forward and putting out that request for proposal that allows companies to apply to put in the filters.
Correct. And so now they have a company that they think they're going to go with. But what experts would tell us is that every day is potentially exposing kids to more lead if there is lead in the water. So, you know, the sooner the better.
Marta Jusen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Marta Jusen is an investigative reporter for The Lens. You can find this story and more of her reporting at thelensnola.org. I'm Jess Clark.